It's two. It's Chippy at MWC Day 3, and here's a quick roundup of stuff that's happened today. It's been another huge day, actually, but only two kind of meetings and sessions. The first was with Mego, great session led by Scott Apeland and the team from the App Up group. It's a Mego app. What do they call it? App Labs, that's it. Kind of, I think three or four things significant happened there, apart from them giving away hundreds of tablets running Mego 1.2 tablet UX. They talked about some serious investment in Mego, doing anything it takes to keep it going. They also announced new incentives for developers, so the first 100 get cash. There's prizes ranging up to jet fighter flights in Russia, which sounds pretty cool. I'll maybe give up the blogging for that one. And what was the other one? I can't remember. There was a couple of announcements. There's a post up on CarryPad, check it out. But it was very good. 300 people are going through that app lab today. So it's clear Intel are really, really going to push hard. Interestingly, the second one that I saw, the second thing that happened today was Nvidia. Nvidia's new Tegra architecture. So it's Project Kal-El, they're calling it, which carries on from Tegra 2, which is likely to be Tegra 3. It's not actually branded yet, but incredible 1440p playback run on a tablet, but shown on a screen. Showing you that the TDP needed for that sort of decoding. This is 40-50 megabits a second of H.264, which is a huge amount. We saw a demo with something like 600 characters rendered in real time with character interaction at about 30 frames a second. And we saw on Android web rendering times from a local disk that were just stunning. And this is really looking like laptop level performance. They've put out a report that says they're faster than Core 2 Duo of about 3 years ago, which actually puts it right up in the high end of Atom probably, which is pretty amazing when you think about what could be possible now. And the interesting thing is, what operating system would you put on that high powered architecture to create new types of devices? So we're talking about laptops, we're talking about even low powered desktops, solar powered desktops, all this sort of stuff. And there isn't really apart from Android Honeycomb, which kind of leans in the productivity direction but doesn't get there, and there's not much out there. You've got Ubuntu for ARM, which is a true desktop operating system, full productivity capable, and interesting enough, Mego, which spans consumption and productivity because it's also a full Linux stack there. And that would be an interesting marriage of Mego on the Tegra architecture, but it's possible. Anyway, one more meeting now, and that's it for MWC Day 3 for me. I've got some more wandering to do later today, I think, but generate some content, put some videos up, and tomorrow a little bit of wandering around as well. So let's see what happens. You can probably hear my voice is fading fast, so maybe there won't be any audio boost tomorrow. Who knows? But I'll try and keep it up. Thanks everyone for listening. This is Chippy at Mobile World Congress. Catch up with you soon.